Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
Okay, we shift gears from talking football here at Newberry College for another visit with our good friend Major Billy Downer from the Department of Natural Resources, another edition of SC Wild on Sports Talk. If you have a question, you might have a question about the topic that the Major is going to be discussing here in a moment, having to do with deer season. 888-898-2525, South Carolina Education Lottery lucky number to reach us on Sports Talk and SC Wild tonight. We welcome in Major Downer, and first of all, great to have you with us once again. Let's begin, before you get to your topic, about the weather and the situation around the coastal area and the PD area and that part of the state, and what you guys at DNR have been dealing with, and any words of wisdom that you have for listeners.
Absolutely. So, Phil, the department, along with SLED, the State Law Enforcement Division, Probation, Parole, Pardon Services, the State Highway Patrol, have all been working since Monday with the State Emergency Management Division to prepare for the possible effects from basically Tropical Storm Debbie. Whether it remains a tropical storm strength or just a storm, it is certainly we've already been feeling the effects from the rain, and parts of Charleston have already had over 12 inches of rain for sure. And we all know, if you're from Charleston, you know that an inch of rain downtown floods anyway. So 12 inches is just that much more. Fortunately, we haven't really seen a big storm surge. Tonight, as the storm begins to move back into the state, what we've seen is the storm's going to be hitting a lot of the rain effects going to be more northeastern from what we'd originally thought. So a lot of rain on the South Carolina, North Carolina coastline. So that's going to put flooding in the Lumbar River. And, of course, then we're going to be watching the PD for flooding next week as a result of that. So we'll still be waiting to see kind of what happens there. But that's where we are right now. We've got officers working with Highway Patrol and working with local law enforcement and local EMD officials to prepare for any need that may arise with our boats, that rescues, or just, making sure people avoid those water-prone areas. Remember, turn around, don't drown. That's what applies here. If you see water crossing the road, do not assume that you can cross across it. Remember, it may be a foot or 6 inches deep, and then there may be a hole you can't see, and that could sink your whole car. It has happened. People have died in the last, during 15, 16, 17, this happened. So we want to say that. Just please be careful. Stay inside. Again, most county offices are closed tomorrow. A lot of businesses are closing to let the storm pass. We'll see several inches of rain over tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow. Certain areas of the PD, upper PD, are going to see upwards of 15 to 16 inches of rain toward Dillon, Marlboro County, upper Horry County, and into North Carolina, potentially. So that's potential. Yeah. So we'll see where that lies, but that's kind of where we are. Again, just remember, stay inside, stay off the road, and if you get on the road and you see water crossing the road, turn around. Don't cross that water on that road.
That's great advice. And the other thing, and we'll get on to the deer business you want to talk about, which is interesting, is that you might get all this rain this week and tomorrow, but in terms of the rivers and the flooding, it could be a few days before that impact hits the state in certain areas where the rivers are swollen.
Absolutely. So because the rain forecast has shifted up to our North Carolina and South Carolina border, you're going to see that Lumber River and into the PD basin there, which that's the concern, is how far will that rise? We'll have to wait and see. But we're prepared for that. Everybody's watching that. And again, it doesn't happen tomorrow. It'll happen over the next few days. And then there'll be a cresting, which is where the water hits the point where it's not going to go any higher. And then you'll start waiting for it to subside. All that, as I learned over the last probably 8 to 10 years, is all part of that PD system, which dumps into the Waccamaw, which is then compounded by tides. Uh-huh. And when there's a high tide, every time there's a high tide, that pushes the water backwards. The water can't dump out. So it just slows things down. So it takes time. So we'll be watching this over the next few days. Again, emergency officials are taking a close look at it. We'll just continue to monitor.
Very good. All right, let's turn things over to you because you have a special guest and a topic you want to discuss. And again, if you have a question for Major Downer or his guest tonight, phone number 888-898-2525. Major?
All right, thanks, Phil. So tonight we have probably less than 20 minutes to go, but we're going to hit this as much as we can. I've got Jay Cantrell. I want to thank Jay. He's one of our big game project leaders with our department here tonight. We're going to talk about deer tags. And there's been a lot of hubbub about it, a lot of people talking about deer tags, because there's some changes this year that aren't as major as it sounds. So our deer tagging process, and Jay, I'm going to bring you in, but our deer tag process is not any different as it has in the past as far as the paper tags. You pay for your tag, you know, you get your big game permit, and you get your tags. And you're going to get a set of 3 buck tags and a set of 2 doe tags. Is that correct, Jay?
That's correct, yes.
And those tags are the same as they've been. That comes with your big game permit. That's free. If you buy additional buck tags, those are restricted tags, antler tags, which are the same, you know, 4 on one side or 12 inches inside. And you can buy additional doe tags. Again, it depends on your game zone when that opens up. But those tags will still be required to be placed on the deer around the back of the leg through generally the hock back on there on the elbow. I mean, the hock there through around the tendon is where we generally people put those. But in addition to that, this year we now have an electronic reporting requirement, and that's really easy. It goes through our South Carolina Go Outdoors app that you've heard me talk about for the last 2 years. Jay, let's talk about that for a minute. What do you think is as far as that reporting app? Let's go through the rules on that real quick, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, and this will be familiar to some of our folks that are turkey hunters, because it's essentially
absolutely
the same system that's been in place for a little while for turkey hunting and for the last year or two for bear hunters. So it's not a new system per se, but it's new to deer hunters. But yeah, the requirements, and this is in law, is that you have to report your deer harvest by midnight on the day of the harvest, or sooner if you're taking it to a deer processor, which a lot of hunters do. But you either have to report it before you leave it with a processor, or by midnight of the day of harvest. And when you get finished with your reporting, you get a confirmation number. And that confirmation number you would have to give to the deer processor if you're dropping it off, and they just record that with whatever other information they take down from hunters, you know, name and phone number and whatnot. So that's the requirements, and it's for every deer that gets harvested, either with personal tags, which most hunters are using, which you kind of alluded to, the what we call the base set that residents get for free with their big game permit and hunting license, or the, you know, individually purchased extra tags or individual purchase tags that non-residents get. But and then there's also reporting for what we call our deer quota program, our DQP, which some people call property tags or doe tags. It's a program that's been in place for decades where tags are issued to a property instead of an individual. But those have to be reported as well. We'll get into this in a minute, but there's a slightly different path to get into that reporting process. But all the gist is all deer have to be reported now. All hunters will get a confirmation number when that report is complete. And that's kind of the requirements. And then, you know, we can talk about the methods and how you do it, you know, if you want to get into that now.
Absolutely. So, you know, so folks just joining us in, we're talking about deer tags, deer harvest reporting this year. Simply, it's going to still be the paper tags. Still required to put those around, put those on the deer at the point of kill before you transport it. It's basically a transportation tag. And once you get to the processor, that tag's not required. It's required between the point of kill and the processor. Once the deer is being processed, or it does not have to be tagged anymore. So those are things to think about. So now, in addition to tagging the deer, we're asking that you would report electronically, and it's on the, again, Go Outdoors SC app. If you haven't got that app, go to your app store on your phone. Doesn't matter if you've got an Android or iPhone, and look for Go Outdoors SC. It's simple. You can load your license information on there. My daughter was asking me tonight, and I'll remind folks, this is your license now. As long as you've got that license loaded on that phone, you can show your license to an officer on your phone, and that counts. You've got it.
Yep.
Game check is just a simple part of that. There's four cubes on there, and one of the cubes says game check. You push game check, and it comes up with says harvest report, and the first line is personal deer tag. You're going to click that, and it's going to ask you what tag you want to use because your phone's actually got it loaded in it. The app loads your tags, those personal tags that you get, the five free ones. If you buy extra ones, all those will be listed, and you can choose what tag you're using, and you simply put the tag. You're going to put, like, a date of kill, and what else, Jay, as far as information?
Yeah, it's just some very basic information that it asked for at that point, you know, and it's going to pre-populate the current date. So you got the date of kill, and if you happen to forget and do it the next day, you can change that. But it's the date of kill, the county where you harvested the deer, type of land you're hunting on, either public or private. And if it's public, and then it's got the county and those public, it's going to pull up any of the wildlife management areas or other public lands that are in that county. You're going to pick that. You're going to pick the weapon type you harvested the deer with, you know, rifle, bow, shotgun, etc. You're going to pick the type of deer, whether it's an antlered buck, a button buck, or a doe. And then you're going to put in, if it's a buck, number of antler points. And that's all that's required. Then there's a couple optional questions after that on bucks for the inside antler spread measurement, or on any deer for the weight of the deer. Again, those are optional for inside antler spread and weight. And on the weight, we don't want anybody guessing or estimating. That's only if you are weighing the deer on a scale. You can put that in there. Same for antler spread, only if you're measuring it. But yeah, it's quick. You know, it takes, if you're using the app, probably 30 or 40 seconds to be done, and then it pops up a confirmation number, and you're good. So we try to encourage people to use the mobile app just because it's the most convenient way to do it. And again, like you said, you've got your license information on there, and there's some other useful information on that app, you know, sunrise, sunset times, and things of that nature. So it's handy to have for a lot of purposes, but it makes harvest reporting super simple. But knowing that everybody doesn't have a smartphone or doesn't want to use it, there's other methods to report. You can go, if you have a computer, there's a website, you know, the Go Outdoors SC that you can access through our DNR website, or there's a dnr.sc.gov/SC game check that'll take you there. There's a text option and a phone option. And the thing for people to realize too is all this information is included with your deer tags. Most people have gotten their deer tags already. There's a few still trickling out that people will get over the next few days. But when you get your tags, if you've not opened them yet, there's a front and back informational insert in there that's got all this information in there. It's got, you know, how to download the app, all the information you need to report, the website if you want to report online, the phone number if you want to text or use a phone to report. Everything is included in there. So, you know, it's in one place, and you can keep it with your tags and have all that handy. But we feel like it's a, you know, pretty user-friendly system. We've gotten nothing but positive feedback from turkey hunters over the last couple of years with this system. So, you know, I'm sure it's brand new, and we've got a lot of deer hunters, and there'll be a few little bumps and hiccups, but I think most people, once they get into it and use it, will find it, you know, convenient and easy, and really not a big deal. But it gives us really good information. You know, it's a...
All right, so I want to, you're bringing this up again, so this is all we're asking for. Harvest date, county of harvest, weapon type, deer type, and antler points for bucks.
Yep.
That's what we're asking for. It's really not secret. We're not asking for where you shot the deer. We're not asking for a GPS coordinate, and there are states that do this. And this has been concerned. There's no geotagging. Nobody's going to know where you shot your deer. You can wait till you go home to report it. You have till the evening to report it electronically. Now, you cannot move the deer. This is no change from the present. You can't move the deer till you put a physical tag on it. That's the requirement now. And the deer has to be tagged before it can be transported. But you don't have to electronically report it till you get home. And we put the 12 o'clock on there because we all know that sometimes you trail deer and you don't get to them until 10 o'clock at night. So we're trying to give time for people to report that makes it, you know, it keeps it, you know, to the day of the kill, but gives you time to report. So that's just, those are the main things. Again, remember, the basic pieces are the date, the county of harvest, the weapon type, the deer type, and antler points. And that's just getting good information. From this, our department, our biologist Jay and their team will get so much better information about what our deer take is throughout the year. It's going to be a whole lot better than the surveys because it's actually going to be good data. And like our turkey information, Jay, is it going to be available for people to look at just like the turkeys?
Yeah, that's another good point. It's real-time data, and so that's another feature of the app. You mentioned on the when you open the app, there's kind of four tiles there, and one of them is digital backpack. And when you click that, you'll see an option down at the bottom called Hunter's Toolbox. And hunters will be able to go into the app there and get to the Hunter's Toolbox and see, real-time harvest data. And you can, you know, search it or query it by a specific date or a range of dates or a county or a WMA or statewide and kind of look at it, you know, do your own little analysis.
But it won't
there.
Tell you the property. Let's be clear. It's not going to tell you what club shot it. It's going
to
tell you what county.
It gets down to the county level. Yeah, it gets down to the county level. But it's good, you know, like I said, up-to-date information on what the harvest looks like at a county level or statewide level. So that's been attractive for turkey hunters. They've gotten, you know, where they really enjoy looking at that and seeing what the harvest is like. I know deer hunters will be the same way to be able to keep up with it. And this is something that, you know, also worth mentioning. Most states have this. We're kind of one of the last states.
This isn't new for sure. Right.
Yeah. And people who hunt out of state are probably familiar with it. But yeah, it's good information for the public. It's good information for us at a detailed scale. Like you said, previously we'd been relying on postseason surveys to get harvest data. This will give us better and finer detail information on harvest and by day of harvest and time of season. So it's good biological data to manage the deer herd. It's good from the enforcement standpoint with your folks for better enforcement of bag limits. And then it's just, you know, something easy for the public to do and participate in managing the deer herd. So we're excited about it. You know, again, we don't think it's going to be overburdensome, but it's something new. And obviously that always, you know, creates questions and a little bit of, curiosity and anxiety with hunters until they see it and use it. But we feel good about it and think it's going to be a success.
Absolutely. So I will say this, folks, if you have questions, please feel free to call in. And if we don't get to questions tonight, we're probably going to talk about deer tags again on our show in 2 weeks. Deer season opens up really in basically a week from now in game zone 3. So this is going to be pertinent information coming up pretty quick as far as bucks will be until we get to September 15th when you can start shooting antlerless deer, your does. But one more thing, you know, a few more minutes we got tonight, Jay, let's talk about the other option. If you're in the DQP, what used to be called the Doe Quota Program, now is the Deer Quota Program, and you have a club that has what we call club tags, or you hunt on a farm that has, you know, tags for the farm as far as club tags, a hunt club, whatever, there's a separate way to report that. And even though the club has one person that's in charge of it, and the tags are, you know, basically usually at the clubhouse or wherever for people to take out when they use them, each individual can report their tag through this app. And that's important to realize. When we talked about going to harvest reporting, at the top it says personal deer tag. At the bottom it says deer quota program tag. You touch on that, it's going to ask you for some extra numbers. There's two numbers, and they come off of your physical tag. You don't have to come up with them. On your tag, the first number is going to be your county, the county, basically county code. If it's Clarion, it's going to be 1-4. And then after that, it's going to be the hunt club number. When you enter that hunt club number, it's going to enter all that into the system. Isn't that correct, Jay?
That's right. Yeah, that's.
And then it's going to ask you the same questions it asks you if it's a personal tag.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You're going to get the same set of, you know, with the exception of it's not going to ask about public land because all these are used on private properties.
Right.
But it's just looking for that what we call this DQP property ID number, which we've now assigned to all the participating, you know, hunt clubs and properties in the DQP program. So that's, you know, as opposed to your personal tags, which are tied to you individually and your DNR customer ID, this is tied to the property. So yeah, it's real simple, but yeah, that number's on every DQP tag. So anybody who's hunting on one of those properties and putting a tag on a deer is going to have that number handy. And
but back to what we said, that's not going to put your club on a list that everybody can see. It goes into private. It comes in. It would be reported under the deer tags. People look for camp by county on private land. That's what it would say.
Yeah.
So I want to say that because so many people are fearful of their club name being put out there or the location of where they're hunting, and that's not the case. If you have DQP, you have to report, and this is a easy way to report on your phone with these two extra numbers, your county code and then the number of the club, which is on your tag. But when you tag the deer, look at the numbers and you enter that on into the phone. Again, you know, it's probably best to do it right there with the deer because if you wait till you come home, well, you might not have a tag with you, might not remember your numbers.
Yeah.
But you do have till 12 o'clock, just like any other tag, to report.
Right.
And that reports for your club.
Yeah, good point you made. That's not publicly available. You know, we talked about that hunter's toolbox, and again, this will just go down to the county level. So people, you know, be able to see how many deer have been harvested in a particular county, but yeah, not on which club or anything of that nature. So there's, you know, behind the scenes, obviously from an administrative standpoint, we'll be able to see that. We need to see that. But yeah, as far as publicly available data, it just is at the county level. So,
I appreciate
it's a simple
it,
process
Jay.
Too. Yes, sir.
Yep. I appreciate you being a part tonight. Again, we might invite you back the next time. And if we've got questions, Phil, we'll come back to that and answer those questions the next show for sure. Because I know a lot of people do have questions, and I've had a lot of people asking me about the show tonight, what we're going to be talking about. And just remember, again, electronic tagging is going to be required now, and that's reporting done through your phone. You have to use your physical tag still, as always. Once you tag the deer, like you have to before you can transport it, you are required by 12 o'clock that evening to report that deer through your phone is the easiest way. But there are other methods, texting or calling a phone number. Those are all found when you got your tags. You'll get that information. There's a little information handout with your tags that explains all that. And it's going to ask you very basic questions again. You know, county, you date, county, weapon type, deer type. It was a buck or doe or a button buck and the antler points. And that's it. Pretty simple stuff. And it's going to give us really good data in the years to come as we manage our deer herd for the future. But again, Phil, thanks for having us tonight. Again, Jay, thank you for being a part of it.
Absolutely.
Deer season's up and in about 7 days, so eight days from now, we're into the season in game zone 3, which is Richland County, Orangeburg County, on down to the coastal plain, lower coastal plain. So they'll be getting after it pretty soon.
Hard to believe. Major, thank you so much. Jay, thank you. And Major, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
I appreciate it. Stay dry.
You too, sir. Thank you. You the same. All right, Major Downer, Jay Cantrell from DNR. Great stuff for you deer hunters out there. I cannot believe another deer season. Of course, I mean, it is tied in with football season. So if football season's here, deer season is not very far behind. And that's the case. It'll be here before you know it.